A Christmas Dinner by Charles Dickens. Track 1. Christmas time. That man must be a misanthrope indeed, in whose breast something like a jovial feeling is not roused, in whose mind some pleasant associations are not awakened by the recurrence of Christmas. There are people who will tell you that Christmas is not to them what it used to be, that each succeeding Christmas has found some cherished hope or happy prospect of the year before dimmed or passed away, that the present only serves to remind them of reduced circumstances and straitened incomes, of the feasts they once bestowed on hollow friends, and of the cold looks that meet them now in adversity and misfortune. Never heed such dismal reminiscences. There are few men who have lived long enough in the world who cannot call up such thoughts any day in the year. Then do not select the merriest of the 365 for your doleful recollections, but draw your chair nearer the blazing fire. Fill the glass and send round the song, and if your room be smaller than it was a dozen years ago, or if your glass be filled with reeking punch instead of sparkling wine, put a good face in the matter, and empty it offhand, and fill another, and troll off the little ditty you used to sing, and thank God it's no worse. Look in the merry faces of your children, if you have any, as they sit around the fire. One little seat may be empty, one slight form that gladdened the father's heart and roused the mother's pride to look upon may not be there. Dwell not upon the past. One short year ago, the fair child, now resolving into dust, sat before you with the bloom of health upon its cheek, and the gaiety of infancy in its joyous eye. Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Fill your glass again with a merry face and contented heart. Our life on it, but your Christmas shall be merry and your new year a happy one. Who can be insensible to the outpourings of good feeling and the honest interchange of affectionate attachment which abound at this season of the year? A Christmas family party? We know nothing in nature more delightful. There seems a magic in the very name of Christmas. Petty jealousies and discords are forgotten. Social feelings are awakened in bosoms to which they have long been strangers. Father and son, or brother and sister, who have met and passed with averted gaze, or a look of cold recognition, for months before, pro-offer and return the cordial embrace and bury their past animosities in their present happiness. Kindly hearts that have yearned towards each other, but have been withheld by false notions of pride and self-dignity, are again reunited, and all is kindness and benevolence. Would that Christmas lasted the whole year through, as it ought, and that the prejudices and passions which deform our better nature were never called into action among those to whom they should ever be strangers. The Christmas family party that we mean is not a mere assemblage of relations, got up at a week or two's notice, originating this year, having no family precedence in the last, and not likely to be repeated in the next. No, it is an annual gathering of all the accessible members of the family, young or old, rich or poor, and all the children look forward to it for 2 months beforehand in a fever of anticipation. Formerly, it was held at Grandpa's, but Grandpa getting old, and Grandma getting old too, and rather infirm, they have given up housekeeping and domesticated themselves with Uncle George. So, the party always takes place at Uncle George's house, but Grandma sends in most of the good things, and Grandpa always will toddle down, all the way to Newgate Market, to buy the turkey, which he engages a porter to bring home behind him in triumph, always insisting on the man's being rewarded with a glass of spirits over and above his hire, to drink a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Aunt George. As to Grandma, she is very secret and mysterious for 2 or 3 days beforehand, but not sufficiently so to prevent rumors getting afloat that she is purchased.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?